You know, I think the bottom line is that DHS is still maturing, as you would expect them to. They've only been in existence about 8 years, and for such a large department with such a diverse mission, that's actually pretty early in its development. So when you think about DHS along in terms of its development, I would say it's about where you would expect it to be, 8 years into its existence. However, there are key operational areas that they need to address moving forward. They've had many successes, but there's also additional areas that are going to be important for them to address, both in the mission side and the management side of the department.
Well, I think this weekend everybody's grateful for them. So why don't we start with where they've had some success? Tell us what the big ones are in GAO's view.
Absolutely. First, I'd mention the U.S. visit entry system, which is basically a biometric system that tracks the entry of foreign nationals into the United States. This is important because it gives the government visibility over who's entering the country. Another important development and achievement for DHS is Border Patrol. They've nearly doubled the size of Border Patrol agents to about 21,000. Over the last 8 years, and they've also improved technology at interior checkpoints and also at the border. Another big achievement for DHS is the development of a program called Secure Flight, which is essentially the government taking over from air carriers the function of matching airline passenger information against terrorist watch lists. So that really enables DHS to focus more on people that have, you know, potentially malicious intent versus focusing on dangerous items.
So that's in effect saying that the United States is in fact safer because of the activities of Homeland Security.
Yeah, the United States is definitely more prepared, and to the extent that more prepared equals safer, then we are in fact safer with all of these new programs.
Well, I guess, is it fair to say they can't really control the threats per se? They can simply control how well we respond to them?
Absolutely. I mean, given the nature of what DHS does and the threats that exist, they need to be very reactive to a certain extent and adaptable and flexible. So as they receive intelligence and new threats arise, they can respond to those. However, at the same time, we've talked about the need for DHS to be also strategic and thinking not only about the threats that exist today, but trying to do planning, do analysis, to anticipate threats that may be coming down in the future so they can start developing technologies and preparing for that. And in fact, that's one area where we feel like DHS needs to put more focus and attention moving forward.
We're speaking with Kathy Barrick, the Managing Director for Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And let's talk about some of the issues that you think they still have. I'm guessing financial management might be near the top of the list.
Financial management and indeed the entire management of the department is actually on GAO's high-risk list. We strongly believe that that's in need of attention. Financial management, just to give you a couple of examples, DHS has not been able to develop an integrated financial management system within the department. That's impacted their ability for senior leadership to have ready access to financial information. They have plans to try to address that and are working towards that goal but aren't yet there. Another area related to the management of the department is acquisition management. We've reported that although DHS has pretty rigorous policies in place to govern their procurement of major systems, they and oftentimes have not adhered to that guidance. So they haven't done the executive level oversight for the major programs that they should have done in accordance with their policies or haven't done the testing that they should have done. And as a result, there have been some major acquisitions at DHS that have had to be canceled or they didn't fully meet their requirements because of these acquisition problems.
So those problems all seem to come to a head in something like the Secure Border Initiative.
Exactly. That's a very good example. And that's where DHS was developing technology such as sensors along the border. It was a major acquisition effort. However, they weren't following their policies related to oversight, weren't doing all of the testing or using the test results, weren't conferring with the end users as they should have. And ultimately, that resulted in DHS having to cancel that program.
And let's talk about cybersecurity for a minute. DHS seems to be the place where responsibility for .gov cybersecurity is ended up residing. How prepared are they for that? What kind of job have they done?
Yeah, that's one area that we've cited in our report that DHS really needs to put additional emphasis and focus. And the main area in cyber that we believe they need to do that is with cyber analysis and warning capabilities. Essentially, they need to better position themselves to monitor network traffic and provide warnings to critical infrastructure stakeholders so that they can be prepared for and respond to cyber attacks when they come. Now, DHS has had some progress in this area. They've created a computer emergency response readiness team that's designed to do this sort of thing. However, it's pretty early in its existence, and more work remains.
And looking at the leadership, not just the secretary, but all of the directorate leaders and maybe the deputy secretaries throughout these 8 years, I mean, my observation is most of them have been pretty reasonably good quality people. How would you rate the leadership overall? Again, not just the current crop, but looking at 8 years.
You know, we've seen steady progress over at DHS over the past years, and I think each of the leaders within the department, both at the department level and the components, have been committed to the department's mission, and they've done their best to try to move the department forward. And again, we have seen steady progress over the last year. I think what's going to be important moving forward is for DHS to build in that strategic and program planning that we've talked about in our work, really work to strengthen and leverage partnerships with all of their homeland security stakeholders, of which there are many, and really work to strengthen the management of the department, since the management of the department directly affects their ability to meet their mission. So those three areas, I think, are going to be especially important in the years ahead.